CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Five wrongfully detained Americans are on their way back home as part of a prisoner swap with Iran. We get more now from CBS News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Brennan.
Two of them are remaining in the United States because they're U.S. residents. Two of them went back home and another to another location, but they are not considered a really serious level of criminal here. And they are really just guilty, according to U.S. courts, of having violated sanctions. They actually went through a court process, unlike the Americans who were detained simply for being American.
The effects of the auto worker strike are spreading, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Already affected is the Northland Chrysler dealership in Oak Park, Michigan. 70% of their customers are UAW workers.
You may not have inventory, but you also may not have buyers.
Correct. Not having a paycheck for a week is an impact on the buyers themselves. So they're not going to be able to come in and do that basic service. They can't buy a car if they're not actually working.
The union is threatening more strikes if a deal isn't reached by Friday. President Biden has a busy time ahead of him at the annual UN General Assembly on Tuesday, says former Assistant Secretary of Defense Lawrence Kohler.
Climate change has got to be one. The COVID virus, you know, to make sure we don't let that come back. I think he'll talk about the war in Ukraine and how it's not just for the United States, but it's for the world. I think he'll also thank the 40 countries that have provided aid.
Police have arrested the man they believe shot and killed a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy. 29-year-old Kevin Salazar was taken into custody after a standoff with police. CBS's Elise Preston says Ryan Klinkenbrumer was shot in the head Saturday as he sat in his patrol car.
Now, the sheriff says tips from community members helped officers capture the suspect. Some of those missing officers were Deputy Klinkenbrumer's partners, who are mourning their fallen friend.
Police in the Bronx say fentanyl was found under a mat where children had been napping at a daycare center. A one-year-old boy died from the exposure. New York City Health Commissioner Ashwin Vasan says his inspectors may need to look more closely at the possibility of opioid exposure in daycare centers.
This, to date, has been out of the purview of these inspectors. And the incident that just happened maybe tells us that we need to make it in their purview.
And President Biden's son, Hunter, has sued the IRS. He claims two agents violated his right to privacy when they publicly disclosed his tax information during a congressional hearing. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Bread delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'm declaring this the most important Monday of the year, at least in the Crudy household.
Okay, man. Why is that, Crudy?
Because it's Mama Crudy's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama Crudy.
Happy birthday, Liza, my beautiful bride of 21 years. It's her birthday. And she's a little younger than me and a little healthier, a little better looking, a lot better looking. I have overachieved in life. Love you, baby. Anyways, happy birthday to my betrothed. And Dom, it's also a big day because we got some fine guests coming soon. We've got Mike Clemens. We got Civic Media's own sports director. He's going to give us a little Packer recap. And the other big breaking story here in the state of Wisconsin. The Republicans have blinked, Dom. Have put out a taxpayer giveaway to a rich corporation run by billionaires.
Yeah, man. If there is an expertise with the Wisconsin GOP, baby, that's it.
Well, I would wonder, will there be a political price to pay to a $600 million giveaway to American Family Field? We'll talk about that. You know, I'm a homer. I love my Brewers. When I'm a working stiff, I pay taxes, man. I don't know if I'm all down for this. Paul Fanlon, also the publisher of the Cap Times. Don't know if you know it, Dom, but it's Ideas Fest time here in the greater Madison area. There are some big, big shots coming to town this week. Judy Woodruff, fine journalist. Keith Ellison, the attorney general, great state of Minnesota. We've had him on the show a couple times. I've reached out. Cool. I've made overtures. His people return my phone calls. And also, Dom, Bernie Sanders coming to this town on Friday night. Friday, September 22nd. And if you didn't get your tickets, you're SOL. Bernie's a sellout already.
Damn.
And that's going up against Badger football. You know, it's the Big Ten opener this Friday night. We're going to play it across the Civic Media Network, four different stations. I would point you towards WRJN, our Milwaukee flagship for Badger football, and it's going to stream WRJN. Get the app. Super cool app. But, Dom, that will be Friday night. Also, Brewers playing Friday, 5:40 first pitch. No wonder you'll be off Friday. Got to work that schedule out. We're going to get preempted in six different markets on Friday, a big sports day. And also the home opener for the Packers this Sunday. So lots of stuff going on.
So Bernie coming to town for the Ideas Fest.
And sold out despite all that. No problem. Bernie and
I guess, you know, saving democracy and taxing the 1% of the 1% is a very important deal to Bernie.
Well, it is Purdue. It is the Big Ten opener, Tom. So that's also important. At least in my world.
Yes, entertainment is very
important. Let me ask you before our fine guest joins, Paul Fanlon, publisher of the Cap Times, to join us very soon. But I got to tell you, Dom, the last time that this state built a stadium, the process, so painful, people lost their jobs. There were people being recalled over it, Dom. This was the biggest political, excuse the analogy, football. It's a baseball stadium, but it was a huge political point of division in the state. And Tony Evers put out his $300 million proposal. Use a little sliver of this massive surplus. Now, $300 million sliver, still big relative to, you know, my checkbook, but little sliver, you know, like what you spend on bar tabs per year.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, Dom, this is a ginormous commitment. And it also punishes the city of Milwaukee, the county of Milwaukee, no other communities in the state, but generally all taxpayers. We're all on the hook for this new Brewer proposition being rolled out by legislative Republicans without any buy-in.
More than others, Crudy. Come on, man. I mean, these Republicans are going to stick it to Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee. You know, and all the money that is generated from the city of Milwaukee, all the tax dollars that are sent to Madison, that we get, what, 60, less than 70 cents on the dollar back, got to go, you know, hat in hand begging to allow, what, local control of increasing some taxes so we can cover some costs? You know, the park system in Milwaukee County, like a $500 million underfunded, and the Republicans' bright idea is to stick it to the county and Milwaukee when the state's sitting on billions of dollars? Come on, man.
Save that passion, young man. I told you, could be the biggest Monday show of the year. And it's getting bigger right now. We got a fine guest joining us live via phone. He is the publisher of the Cap Times. I'd like to think he's a friend of the Devil's Advocates, Paul Fanlon. Welcome, Paul, to the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, great to be here. Good to hear you guys.
Well, Paul, it's an important time of year and an exciting time of year. Politically, it's the Cap Times Idea Fest, and it's already kicked off. And today is an important night for those that may have missed the, you know, the preliminaries. Paul, what's going on tonight at the Goodman Center?
Well, we have a session tonight at the Goodman Center on incarceration and changes in the Pell Grant that make it available to people who are incarcerated. And we have a great panel tonight at the Madison College Goodman South campus on that topic. Free refreshments at 6, and that panel starts at 7. And we're excited. This is the second year we've expanded Idea Fest off of the UW campus into South Madison. Last year, we were at the same venue and talked about all the building projects going on the south side. And so we're happy to be back there again tonight.
Well, Paul, one quick note. We were at the Willie Street Fair this weekend, and we were asked to shout out the people in Dane County Corrections. Apparently, they have been listening to the Devil's Advocates there. So shout out, guys.
Right. Shout out.
Paul Fanlon, our fine guest, we shout him out from the Cap Times Idea Fest. Paul, I know you got some big headliners too. I don't have the dates per day, but Paul, I know you got Keith Ellison. He has been on our show a couple times, but he is the Attorney General, State of Minnesota. And he also did the Derek Chauvin what prosecution in the George Floyd, did he not, Paul?
He sure did. Yes, he did. And he is at on our venue Wednesday night at 7 o'clock in what used to be the Memorial Union Theater. It's now called Shannon Hall at the Memorial Union on campus. John Nichols will be talking to him in that venue at that time. And we're really excited, and there are tickets available to see him, and we think that'll be a great conversation.
And we know that Judy Woodruff, she is coming on Thursday night, but I understand those tickets are at a at a premium and perhaps have sold out, Paul. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is essentially sold out. We started last year doing something. We try to price Idea Fest. It's not really about a ticket revenue. It never has been in the 7 years we've been doing it. We try to make it minimal cost for folks. But we did decide last year to do a special session. It has a pricey ticket. It's a journalism fundraiser for local journalism, Cap Times brand of local independent journalism. Last year we had Carl Bernstein here with his with a book he'd written on his early days in Washington journalism, and that sold out. And this year Judy Woodruff and her husband Al Hunt are on Thursday night, and that is essentially sold out as well. So we're pleased for the community's support of that. And David Marinus, whose father was once the editor of the Capital Times, has been a great friend and supporter of Idea Fest through the years, and he'll be moderating that. So that's going on, but that's not really available.
Well, Paul Fanlon, if you need a couple of journalists next year, Dom and I will check our calendars for you. Okay,
okay, sir. Okay. Well, we'll put you on there. We would welcome the help.
Well, Paul, let me tell you, I would have helped with Bernie Sanders, but you don't need any help selling the tickets. Bernie is sold out also, we understand. But this guy is a political icon. He's coming to Madison this Friday, September 22nd, giving a little speech on campus. And I got to tell you, man, the guy is still got a lot of affection from me, Bernie. I know it's not just me. It's so many people listening to my voice right now. We still feel the burn.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. We haven't probably had a public reaction. We had in the last year, 2019, before the pandemic, we had David Axelrod on a panel in town, and the Obama administration memories had been recent enough that he was a huge draw, but we haven't had a draw probably since then like Bernie, although we've had great speakers. Last Idea Fest on Friday night, we had Jamie Raskin from the January 6th committee, who was absolutely marvelous. But we got Bernie, and Bernie is going to pack them in Friday night. Absolutely.
And Paul, we've got some local favorites on Saturday. My understanding, state lawmakers Francesca Hong and Kristen Shelton. I'm going by memory here. They're
from Green Bay. Absolutely.
And then who else? Adam Kinzinger on Saturday night, a former Republican.
Yeah.
Of conscience, here's Paul.
He is, we're really thrilled to have him. I interviewed, I'll get to Kinzinger in just a second. So what we decided to do on Saturday was kind of change our format a little bit. Instead of packing session after session after session, we're not starting until 1:20 in the afternoon. We're having and Francesca Hahn and Christina Shelton to talk to Nichols about their vision for what a progressive agenda would really look like in the La Follette tradition in Wisconsin, what the details of it would be, and economic justice and sweeping economic justice bill of rights. So that's the first hour.
Then we'll and Paul, we got about 30 seconds left here, my friend.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a great second session. It's Anita Dunn and Bob Bauer with the center of the administrations of both Obama and Biden. And at night, Alan, we have Adam Kinzinger, at 7 o'clock Saturday night. Tickets are available. CapTimesIdeaFest.com, general admission, $10 for the whole day.
Paul Fanlon, done well. You could be a radio guy. Come back. We've got a fine guest, Mike Clemens. And this one going out to my baby. Happy birthday.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. 93.5. The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder in the overnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies developing, 55 degrees and a light southeast wind. A mix of clouds and sunshine Tuesday, high of 75. Could have a couple more showers Tuesday night. Otherwise, a few clouds and 57. Right now, it's 64.
Thanks for listening to your local civic media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, go to civicmedia.us, find the shows tab, and the Devil's Advocates, listen to podcasts and interviews.
Cap Times Ideas Fest, I believe .org. Google it. It's worth the Google. Our friend Paul Fanlon, the publisher of the Cap Times, thanks for coming round. And Dom, right now we welcome back Civic Media Sports Director, our friend Mike Clemens. Mike. Sort of a tough loss for the Packers against the Falcons. A one-point loss. You were down in Atlanta. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, I'm still here. I come back tomorrow.
It is sometimes difficult to fly out of Atlanta, even under the best of circumstance. Was that a planned layover, Mike?
It costs $1,000 less if you go on the day after the game.
Well played, sir. That's
planned.
Been doing this a while.
Yeah, right.
Mike, you know how to travel. I'm not trying to second guess you, fella. What about this game? Mike, a little bit of a heartbreaker for the Packers. They were playing well. Jordan Love played effectively very well in the first half and through the third quarter. But then the offense, it just went ice cold.
It did. What did you guys think of the game?
Well, great, but I don't yet have confidence in this young team that they know how to win consistently, you know, in adversity. And a couple of first downs, and that game could have been over, Mike. And, it's heartbreaking the way they would lose it. And that Darnell Savage, when it was the long fly ball towards late in the game when they scored. The Falcons ended up scoring, I believe, on the next play, quarterback around the left side. Riddle scored in a couple plays later. But the long bomb and Darnell Savage, and they're converging on the ball. I just couldn't believe he let the guy come down with it.
Yeah, and so I think LaFleur actually can write a couple of those off because it's very hard these days to be a total shutdown corner. But, yeah, that drive was three plays and 75 yards. So, you know, they got hot. For me, Mike, the game actually came down to two fourth and one plays. One was when Jordan Love was driving with the ball, and then he had a face with a fourth and one. He moved over to the right guard a little bit, and it looked like he was going to attempt a quarterback sneak.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a full start, you know. And so in the locker room, we asked the center, Josh Myers, What happened on the play? Because there's been a couple of things where there's stuff that's gone on between the center, Myers, and Jordan Love that happened during training camp. And he said, we had a problem with the signal it was called, but I just talked to Jordan about it, and he'll tell you guys about it. So Jordan goes to the podium, talks to all the reporters, and says, I called the wrong signal. I used the wrong word. And as LaFleur put it, it also was getting very loud in that dome-like stadium as well with the Falcons fans finally getting excited. They were kind of late to show up like they are, like the student section at a Badgers game. But he made a mental mistake. And when he called out the wrong thing, didn't get the right snap, didn't get the right blocking. And then, you know, the Falcons took that, drove down the field, and scored, went ahead. Then it was the Packers need to get the ball back, and the Falcons were driving down, and on a 4th-and-1 in Packers territory, all of a sudden, Desmond Ridder and the Falcons offense break huddle quickly, run up to the line, and snap. And the Packers defense was still, like, standing around, and they gave it to their best, this rookie running back, Bijan Robinson. Outstanding speed.
Yeah, he's good.
And some of these guys
that
down
boy
here,
good.
They're already comparing him to Barry Sanders. I, you know, it's a little early for that, but he was shedding tackles all day. He jumps outside, breaks a couple of tackles, and Rudy Ford gets him 7 yards downfield, but they only need 1 yard. And that was the game, because the Packers defense wasn't ready for that quick hitting play like that. And the other key thing that happened, I started noticing in the third quarter that Arthur Smith, who used to coach with LaFleur with the Titans, he came out and he ran like a couple of series where he went empty backfield and he went 5 wide. And it's this young second-year quarterback, Desmond Ridder, up there trying to work it completely with his arm. And the Packers secondary, they were in their dime and they had everything covered. So after a couple of series, then they went to play action. And the Packers spent all last week so focused on the Falcons running back, they must have taken a couple of guys off the field and switched. And that's when Ridder started moving the ball in chunks. And they came back down from a 24-12 deficit and ended up winning the damn game.
Michael Clemens, our sports reporter, he was at the game. He's still in Atlanta. Well, in your absence, Mike, can't not get to this story. We're going to run short on time here. But the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting a $600 million brewer proposal, perhaps as much as $700 million. Taxpayers are going to be on the hook here, Mike. This was contentious when the stadium got built. I think this is going to be a political football. Excuse the analogy, fella. But what do you think, Mike? What's your first blush on this breaking news?
Well, I heard you guys talking about it, too. I mean, is actually some of the Republican leaders that are putting this up? And is Tony Earl going to agree to it?
Evers.
I'm not sure.
Well, they shut down Evers' proposal, and then they've negotiated their own deal. They rolled it out at American Family Field with the Brewers, but not the governor.
Yeah. I mean, I remember back in the 90s when it was Miller Park and George P. Tack, the state senator from Racine, late at night, he changed his vote, agreed to that sales tax, and then within the next year, the people of Racine voted him out in a recall. I interviewed Tommy Thompson one time, talking about his career, and he told me, I said, hey, so are you going to the Brewers game? He says, I don't go to Brewers games. Bud Selig lied to me. And I said, what? He said, he assured me that if we gave him that money to help him keep the team from going to Charlotte and building Miller Park, that he would repay it. We never saw a dime, and I don't talk to Bud much anymore. I was shocked to hear that story. So it's going to get very political, no doubt.
Mike Clemens, Packers, big game, bringing it home. They better get a victory because they got to turn it around in 4 days and then play the Lions on a Thursday night. So you don't want to go into a divisional game 1-2. You better win. Mike, we're depending on you to bring home a Packer victory for the Devils advocates in the Civic Media audience.
Just let me talk about it. I don't want to come up with a game plan, please.
Mike Clemens, thank you so much. Come back with us. More Devils advocates. Phone lines open. Going to start talking politics. A baseball stadium.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News brief. Americans who'd been held by Iran are heading home in a 5x5 prisoner swap. Some sanctioned Iranian money was also released, says CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
The U.S. let 5 Iranians who were facing charges for nonviolent crimes walk free. Republicans are voicing concern about the money headed to Iran, a state sponsor of terrorism.
United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain says more walkouts are possible.
If we don't make serious progress by noon on Friday, September 22nd, more locals will be called on to stand up and join the strike.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will ask the UN General Assembly for more weapons, says foreign policy expert Lawrence Kohr.
His basic message is, if you keep providing us with this equipment, we're going to prevail. And if we prevail, that's not just good for us. It's good for Europe and good for the world.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a
week.
Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it was like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A tremendously big Monday. Could be the biggest Monday of the year. I want to thank our most recent guest, sports director of Civic Media, Mike Clemens, calling in live. He was in Atlanta for the game. He'll be in Green Bay in Lambeau this Sunday. Big home game. Packers better get back in the win column. Your Lions also pathetic in a loss. Overtime.
Oh, man.
Close loss. And, I mean, the Vikings could not have lost in a more heart-wrenching sort of fashion.
What about the Bears? Are you seeing any of the Bears?
I thought they lost, but I really couldn't even tell you what the Bears did. A true fan I am. They're below my contempt. I don't even look at their score. If it came on, I blinded myself to it.
27-17, they lost to the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Lions, man, overtime. Come on, man. Those are the ones you got to win. They're always, usually, these days, so very close, but you got to finish it out.
Well, our sport is a blood sport, Dom. It's politics. Now, we pretend like it's never personal, only politics. But I can tell you, this is going to get real ugly. The stadium proposal. And for those that don't have the historical memory, I can tell you I do. And it got ugly. Ugly! Up here in the state of Wisconsin. You guys remember that? Recall elections, people losing their legislative positions over voting for a sales tax to fund what was then, what? Not County Stadium, but Miller Park. Thank you. And I thought they should have funded it through the lottery. Sell lottery tickets. Let Brewers fan buy lottery tickets. You know, you can win some season tickets or something. That was my proposal for how you fund the lottery. That was sort of a last ditch effort to try and keep the original ballpark plan alive. I remember when that came through, I was in the sports department back then, acted like I still am. But Dom, here's my thought. Crudy, the Milwaukee Brewers fan, the guy, you know, I don't know exactly what I do around here, but I do know that I get to sign off on many of the major league sports contracts here for the Civic Media Network. And I can tell you, we are partners in a big way and growing every day with the Milwaukee Brewers franchise, the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network. We want the Brewers. I mean, hell, they're a good team. They're about to go into the playoffs here. Very excited about the prospects. You left early yesterday. You take the good seats.
I was at the game.
The Civic Media seats, and you leave extra inning affair. Anything could have happened in baseball, and you're like, oh, it's getting late. I got to go.
Yeah. Got to go, man. It was a long day in the sun. It was a beautiful day. It was some good baseball, but I was done, man. Well, listen, you know, it's fine. Went to the coin, man. Had to get some sun, get outside, get some dinner. But they ended up losing the magic number for the Brewers. Still 8.
7, I believe.
Oh, it's 7 now.
Okay. It is. So it's probable that the Brewers are going to the playoffs. I'm still a Brewers fan. I've been trying to catch as many games as I can. I don't turn them off in extra innings very often, so I can go to the coin for more sun. What did you? Oh, it was too much sun, so I went to the coin for, you know, more sun.
Well, it was sunny, then it got shade, and it cooled off a little bit. I got back in the sun, so it's very complex, Crudy. I wouldn't worry your pretty little self about it.
You are a complex man, Dom. But here's my question: can we make this a political dagger for Republicans? And while I don't completely disagree, first and foremost, we can pretend like this is a big dollar giveaway to rich guys, sort of, but the rich guys don't own the stadium. The district board that they created when they built this stadium so many years ago now, they own the stadium. Effectively, this quasi-public-private operation owns the stadium. We are the landlords of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the property is starting to run down. We're starting to become slumlords. Now, the Brewers...
Honestly, man, I've been to 2 games this year. I don't know what you're talking about.
Was it raining heavily during those 2 games? Because the other night, near the opposing team's dugout, massive amount of rain coming in a closed roof stadium. They got some leaks. That roof is not what it used to be. They got some porous spots, and there are big storms that blow through. Part of the appeal of doing this retractable dome is you can go to the game and they're going to play the game, right? Remember what the old County Stadium used to be like? Try to buy some tickets. Could be 40 degrees, could snow, rain out. There are a lot of unpredictable factors, especially in the spring baseball games.
Certainly.
Well, now, no, comfort controlled.
Ish. Apparently, they need to fix the roof then.
But the roof, yeah. Well, guess what, Dom? Unless you're going up there with some tar paper and some roofing nails, I think they better hire some professionals, right? Well, that's an expensive project. We, the landlords, we, the taxpayers, are effectively the landlords of the Milwaukee Brewers. Well, the Republicans come to the table with this long-term lease extension with we, the landlords, on both the state and the county of Milwaukee and the city of Milwaukee level. So if you live in both the county and the city of Milwaukee, this is a triple dip. They're sticking it to you 3 times to pay for the stadium. And then Republicans are going to go claim a victory. But I think politically, Dom, this is not a popular stance. They'd have been better off letting Tony Evers throw $300 million on the table. This $600 to $700 million proposal, this is going to stick in the craw of a lot of voters. And Mike Crute, the Homer sports fan guy with Civic Media that gets to sign the radio contracts, I love this deal. But Mike Crute, the taxpayer, boo! I hate this deal. Why do I got to pay for this franchise, man? Maybe I'm not even a baseball fan. So what's
the details, Crudy? Let's get to a Tom Dakin reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel along with others. A plan unveiled Monday would spend around $600 million of state and local cash on America's Family Field renovations over nearly 30 years, with the Milwaukee Brewers pledging $100 million. It would need approval from Republican-controlled legislature and Democratic Governor Tony Evers, as well as their counterparts in Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee, where several elected officials are opposed to local stadium spending. That raises the possibility of additional negotiations before a final deal is reached. You think? At stake is whether the Brewers will stay in Milwaukee after the team's lease of the publicly owned stadium expires at the end of 2030, said Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The legislation amounts to an opportunity for us to keep Major League Baseball in Wisconsin, Voss said at a ballpark news conference.
Wait.
I mean, it's kind of moxie calling a news conference at the ballpark just to present your side of a deal. I mean, the governor hasn't weighed in on this. You haven't voted on this. Kind of jumping the gun there, Voss.
Well, Dom, I heard right-wing talk radio always out there to support their team. Not the Brewers, of course. I'm talking about the Republicans. And the argument I heard...
Yes,
cheaper to keep them.
Yeah, I know.
Cheaper to keep them.
Yes, Scott Walker said
the
that
hackneyed
about the stadium.
Yes, because of course these high-priced athletes, well, they pay a lot of taxes, and even the road teams, when they're on the road, they pay taxation on the money's earned while they're playing at American Family Field. I always start calling it County Stadium. But you know what I mean? There's tax revenue. So
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Wisconsin is committing about half of its long-term tax revenue from the Brewers, the anticipated revenue, and the fans, and the money spent, and the MLB player taxation for working here in the state of Wisconsin. My understanding is they're giving about half of it back to stadium upgrades. And my only question is, knowing how housing pricing has been going, why are we the landlords signing off on this long-term lease? I think we should wait and see how inflation works out.
They have some of the numbers here. I want to get to that, but a little bit more of the article here. It's cheaper to keep them. You know who said that, Curry? That was Rep. Robert Brooks, a Republican from Saukville. He co-authored the legislation. Evers issued a statement criticizing the Republicans for rejecting his stadium funding plan, while also saying it's good to hear Republicans are getting serious about keeping Major League Baseball in Wisconsin. Governor Evers looks forward to reviewing Republicans' proposal and continuing conversations on a plan that provides additional flexibility and minimizes harm for local partners while ensuring we keep this important economic driver and thousands of jobs in our state. The proposal unveiled by Voss and other Republican legislators requires the ball club to extend its lease through the end of 2050, with the business also signing a non-relocation agreement. Under the lease, the stadium's major capital improvements, including renovations, keeping it on par with upgraded facilities used within at least 75% of all Major League Baseball stadiums, are largely the responsibility of the Southwest Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District. The state-created district is the primary owner of the American Family Field, which opened in 2001. Hard to believe it's that old already. The upgrades under the Republican proposal includes winterizing the ballpark so it can be used for concerts and other events during the offseason, Brooks said. The team generates around $20 million in annual state income and sales tax revenue, totaling more than $500 million from 2024 to 2050. So the state brings in, for the tax revenue, $500 million. Or the Republicans are proposing $600 million, and the team's going to throw another $100 million in? Is that what we're looking at?
I would quibble with the math, but go ahead. I realize this is someone else's journalism.
Evers in February, well, Evers proposed something different. But I guess here's my question, Crudy. If the math is close enough, right? We're swapping dollars, right? Is that what we're doing? We're swapping dollars?
It's not cheaper to keep them under that circumstance. Just be a bad landlord like half the people in Milwaukee are. Don't improve the product. Wait till the tenant makes enough complaints to the housing department. And eventually, if you let them out of their lease, right? But you don't have to fix it, do you?
It's cheaper to keep them.
No, it's cheaper to be an absentee landlord.
Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee would together pay $7.5 million annually, totaling around $200 million. The proposal calls for $5 million in yearly county payments and $2.5 million in city payments. Again, $5 million from the county. And I got to tell you, man, I mean, our parks have been not be the upkeep has not kept they have not kept up with the maintenance on the parks, man. We have almost a half a billion dollars. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars just for the parks themselves. We've got the domes. We got all sorts of county issues, right? We got all sorts of city issues, right? And you're going to and you get billions of dollars in the state coffers and you're going to stick it to Milwaukee County, none of the other outlying counties. And if I recall, Crudy, I don't see it specifically in front of me, but like 30, 35, 38% of the attendance come from the county. What means what? Over 60% of the attendees come from outside the county of Milwaukee. Where's their piece, man?
Well, you understand you're kind of making the case for the Republicans in a small part, because if 60% of the attendees come from outside the county, what they're doing is they're bringing fresh revenue, fresh tax dollars into the county. And they're saying, well, you just need to share some of those.
No, how dollars. About we revise the other tax, Racine, Kenosha, some of these other counties. Didn't some of these other counties, there's like a 5 or 6 county tax before to help with the funding.
Well, Dom, you realize the Republicans objected to Evers' plan because he didn't stick it to Milwaukee or Milwaukee County, didn't have them making, you know, the same contributions. Now, of course,
$200 million, right?
I know, yeah, that's a lot of contribution dollars that they may not be able to afford to sell or levy or whatever the case may be. But $200 million from the city. And above and beyond that, Dom, I think both sides kind of wanted to see the Brewers put some money in this. And Mark Antanasio, the owner of the Brewers, I understand, is committed $100 million. That's a figure similar to what Herb Cole put up, is it not? And he didn't even own the franchise. He was selling the Bucks. He was a good guy, Herb Cole. Senator Cole to you.
Would you come back with us? Would you be upset if they left, Crudy? Are you down for this? I mean, it's always somebody else's money, man.
Well, I want to keep them.
Is it worth it, man? I mean, throw it all on the table. Look at it. Is it worth it?
I think we legalize weed and let weed fund the stadium renovations. And then you could have a smoking section in the outfield and the bleachers. Like Gorman's bong section or something. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. You could join us. What do you think? To do or not do, meaning fund the Brewer Stadium, or just be bad landlords. 844.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there are things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder in the overnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies developing, 55 degrees and a light southeast wind. A mix of clouds and sunshine Tuesday, high of 75. Could have a couple more showers Tuesday night. Otherwise, a few clouds and 57. Currently 62 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-967. 2789.
Dom, we're going there in a minute, but I want to point out a couple of big shows coming up this week. We got Mark Pocan tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, and then John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times here locally. John Nichols going to join us for the happy hour on Tuesday. And also, Dom, you're going to be gone, so I'm going on the road without your ass on Thursday. I'm going to WGBW, that's our Green Bay location. I'm going to the studios there, and I'm going to be hanging out with Kristen Lyerly. She's an OBGYN from the Green Bay area, and I don't know if you noticed, Dom, but effective today, Planned Parenthood is back to performing abortions here in the state of Wisconsin, and the protesters, they're back as well. So that has started again.
Reignited.
The fire started over again. Kristen Lyerly, my fine co-devil on Thursday from Green Bay. And if you're around, come see us. We're going to party with Mino and the mayor. I got a call into the current mayor, Eric Gingrich. Going to see if we can get him back on the show. Going to have a good time in Green Bay without you, Dom. But the rest of you, you can be my travel partners. Probably don't snore as badly as Dom does either.
Come on, look who's talking there, fella. 844-967-2789. Let's talk about the money, about this proposal by the Republicans. $600 million, lots of money coming from the city.
It's a lot of ching.
The county. Here's a little bit of that. Opponents of local spending say the state has a $99 billion two-year budget, including a $4 billion surplus. The county and city have 2023 budgets of $1.37 billion and $1.72 billion, respectively. They also face greater fiscal challenges, even as they generate an outsized amount of state income and sales tax revenue, and as a number of outstate companies shift operations to Milwaukee. Also, American Family Field and its parking lots, which could eventually host commercial development, are exempt from property taxes, the main form of local government revenue. But the county and city each have sales taxes that apply to Brewers tickets and other items sold at the ballpark. If the team leaves, they have the most to lose, Voss said. I think it's a good deal for everybody. The city's new sales tax and the county's sales tax increase were each approved in July by local officials. Those actions were allowed under state legislation, which also provides increased shared revenue for the city and county. The Republican proposal would twice tax city residents because they're also county residents. Mayor Kevler Johnson said, he also said the Brewers should be pushed to create commercial development next to the ballpark, which could generate property tax revenue if the site's exemption is changed. The mayor's bottom line, he wants the Brewers to stay in Milwaukee, but American Family Field is owned by a state-created district, not the city. So I would prefer that the number that the city contributed was zero, but understand that that's probably unlikely given the superiority of or the supremacy of state law over local laws.
So you're going to force feed it to Milwaukee. Take it or leave it, Milwaukee. And you can't leave it.
They tore down, the Pontiac Silver Dome, and it's an Amazon distribution center now. Things weren't always there. Things always change. There's no guarantees of any of this. And you come up with a $600+ million deal. You don't talk to the Dems. You don't talk to the Republic or to the Democrats. You don't talk to the governor about it. You roll it out at the field. I just think it's a little off-putting. Let's put it that way.
Well, the Detroit Lions lost again, so some things never change. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Curtis from West Dallas. How you been, Curtis? Welcome back.
Hey, Curtis.
Hey, how you guys doing? I must say, though, the whole state of Wisconsin should pay for the stadium because it's almost like they benefit more, like you said before, 30-some percent of walking go to the games because who can afford them? And then the rest of the suburbs, and the, of course, people from all around the state.
But if so I come to the game, Curtis, I come to plenty of Brewer games, and I bring my dollars, and I spend them in Milwaukee County, in the city of Milwaukee, at these games. So isn't there a garnered benefit to the local residents because outsiders bring their dollars to the stadium?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, Milwaukee paid for that. We paid $500 million to build that thing because the old stadium wasn't good enough because they wanted nicer boxes and so on and so forth for the
players. And a dome, or at least a retractable roof. That was a big game changer, Curtis. I went to a hell of a lot less games. I was a younger man. I didn't have as much, you know, access to tickets, but I didn't go to a lot of games at the old County Stadium, man. It had to be like August, Curtis, or I wasn't going to a game because it could be 42 degrees at first pitch.
Yeah, we like that. Look.
You might like that. I don't like that. I want climate control.
We go to Green Bay, and we have no problem with the Lambeau Field. Yeah. That's outdoors. I was at the 50-yard line, minus 25 degrees. Me and my friend a couple years ago, we were, because he's got the upper box and the below the boxes in the 50-yard line, and it was really cold out there, man. I had long johns and a snowsuit and everything. It was really cold out there. So, you know, and this is springtime, you know. So my whole thing is, we should all come together is a state pay for that stadium because we paid – the city of Milwaukee paid $500 million to build it, you know, the new one. And if everybody comes from the suburbs, we should chip in. There's money in the state of Wisconsin. We have all that money in the surplus right now.
Well, Curtis, what they're offering to do is take about 80% of, and I thought it was a larger number, but about 80% of the state's anticipated revenue between here and 2050 and contribute it back. Plus, there's an offer of a $50 million loan if they need it. My understanding, Curtis. So the state, you know, through its tax collections and refunding of that money back to the stadium district, effectively the state's throwing about 80 cents on the dollar back in, which is about what they normally give Milwaukee.
Well, if Walker wouldn't have made it so Milwaukee gives a dollar to the state and they only give us back, 55 cents on a dollar, 45 cents on a dollar?
67, so something years. Like that was the math, yes, sir.
And Milwaukee's been starving. You can see the streets are junk because, I mean, the state has not been funding the Milwaukee County or, you know, for years. So if you think about all the money, if they would have kept it, even the parks, are falling apart because they kept all the money in the suburbs. I mean, you go to Brookfield, get a beautiful parks out there. You go to Milwaukee, they're all falling apart. You know, they're from the 50s and 40s.
$500 million in deferred maintenance just on the parks alone. You throw the buildings, the public owned buildings, you're talking about $1 billion, Curtis.
Now, who was the Milwaukee County executive before he ran for governor? Who was that guy? Oh, yeah, Scott Abley? Walker.
Oh, Walker. Didn't Abler run for governor too?
No.
No, he never did. Just county executive. 844-967-2789. Nate from Madison, you are next. Welcome. I'm sorry, Mike from Madison, you're next. Welcome.
Hey guys, nice to hear from you again. No one's thinking big picture here. First of all, they can open pari-mutuel wagering on the sausage races every other inning. I think that it's got to be 20 to 50 grand a wager.
Come on, Mike, the 50-50 was only like 12 grand or 16 grand the other day. And you can't bet, you can't gamble on local teams, unfortunately. Come back. The
what about sausages? I take the chorizo, baby.
Italian, baby, the one again.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.